All right, back inside the CN Community Center, which is now empty, joined by Tad Kozin for, I guess, the final time here on Duplex Furniture and Appliances Hawks Radio. First of all, yeah, just a great win for you guys. Got down in the first, probably could have got away from it, but got right back to work. Just a great night.
Yeah, it really was. Hey, guess what? We scored a power play goal and kept them off on good on the PK, so we got them both in the same night.
Right 15 on. Shorthanded goals this year. What a crazy number.
Yeah, and obviously another shorty, too.
Yeah,
and,
15 of them.
And a really nice play by Viss, obviously, to hit it, make a pass, and Jocko with a nice berry. But no, it's I thought we kind of started, the first period was kind of back and forth, obviously, and I didn't think we were playing our best. But then I thought the second period we came out and played a much better complete game. We're executing everything at a higher level. And then obviously in the third period we found a way to, get that fourth goal and kind of put it away. And then obviously you get the empty netter. And that puts it away.
Yeah, and just Tyson Endall has just continued to grind away and pick up wins here in the second half of the year. He's 8-8 for the year. I'm sure Dame will start on Friday, but Tyson ends the year 8-8. I think he's probably, happy with that for a rookie goaltender.
For sure. You look at the games that we've won here lately, and he's won a lot of them. He really has. He's the guy that came and got us out of our big funk, and every time he goes in there, we've got a ton of confidence in both guys that we can put in the net right now. And he's done a heck of a job as a rookie, and obviously playing behind Damon. And he went a little wild, man, on us again tonight, but he got the job done.
Yeah, he's fun to watch for sure. I was actually hoping that he might score a goal here tonight. That would have been something, and he might get one before his career's over. He's great playing the puck. We saw on that, the icing, you can just throw it down if the puck rolls in on when they're on the power play. Obviously, we're going to get to the 20-year-olds, but your young kids led the way tonight, and they're starting to show what the future holds, right? Eric Hoynes, Finley Radloff, up front, those are the guys that are going to lead you into next year and beyond.
I mean, they really are. I mean, you look at Finley Radloff. He's got, 22 goals now. He had 8 points all last year.
Yeah.
Just to see the development that he's taken over this year. And, look at Eric Hoynes, and just a guy that does it the right way. If we kept track of takeaways, he'd be number one on our team, probably up there. And his stick's always in the right position, and he just never quits. He just goes about his business and, does that. And when you have those two guys up front that obviously can return, you're obviously pretty excited about that for sure.
We don't know if Braden Jochum is coming back or what our future holds. Again, we, as you know, fans of his and, supporting him, we want him to be in Portland. But if he's back, that's another huge piece eventually, maybe.
For sure. it's tough. He's a WHL guy. We always tell our kids, if you're in the WHL, yeah, we try to get you back there. It's no different than Trey. He went there, made it, and we ended up getting him back at the deadline, obviously, this year. But, he's obviously going to get a good chance up there. And if he ends up back here, he ends up back here. And then, obviously, with the young kids and, Michelson, LaFleur, and Karki, they've obviously really, I've really been happy with how they've been playing the last probably 5-6 games. Mm-hmm. We were joking about it today, where LaFleur was our hottest scorer in the last few games.
Could have had a couple more tonight.
Could have had a couple more tonight, and Michelson's just kind of coming into his own, and obviously Karki being a young guy, he's going to find his way. And I compare him to Finn a lot, where that first year at 17 it's tough, but when you come back at 18, all of a sudden you're not a rookie anymore and you're ready to take the bull by the horns. And we expect him to do that as well.